Hope so. It's pleased to be speaking on the phone this morning with Ken, Professor Fillmore, arranger for Power Stars in Trinidad. And welcome to Wednesday Talks, Professor. How are you?
Oh, it's good to be online. It's good to be here. Everything is fine. A bit tired, but fine.
Okay. Yeah, indeed, it's a hectic time. So, semifinals take place tomorrow for the medium and large conventional bands. And Power Stars will be there tomorrow, Sunday.
Yes, we are vying in the large band category. The band playing number 5. I think only medium bands play before.
Yes.
And then the large bands. So, you know, it's like an exciting time for especially players of the instrument in Trinidad.
What is the feeling in the panyard as they prepare for the semifinal performance tomorrow?
Well, okay, with Power Stars, you know, they haven't made a semifinal for a couple of years, well, I believe. So what happened, the neighborhood of St. James and the area by Power Stars there, which is like Cuckoo Reed, everybody happy, you know, a lot of people, the panyard, you know, it's not like the band didn't make the semis, and, you know, when they don't make, everything gets dormant until Juve. Everything, the hype is there, rehearsals is tonight, then we have Panorama tomorrow, so I'm pretty excited, and everybody in the band pretty excited too.
Whose decision was it to go with your selection, which is Maestro's Fiery?
Well, it was a collaborated decision. What happened, you know, of course, Pan Jamaica did this thing about either choosing a song from back in time or present, so they gave you the choice. And I decided, you know, when I was small, you know, I never had the opportunity of playing a song as a pan man before I became an arranger. I decided that it would have been a nice idea to go back and do someone's music, like a great maestro, who actually was a great Calypsonian, you know. He died a number of years. I think he died since 1978.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good idea for me to go back in time and feel how it used to feel then. So I'm pleased. That's why the band is in the semifinals, you know. So the tune is beautiful.
And the vibes in the panyard, they've responded to Maestro's Fiery.
Yes, well, you know, it's a song that a lot of young people wouldn't know because it was made in the 70s, as I told you. But the older folks, you know, people around my age and so on, love it bad. You know, it's come like, you know, memories come right back to them. So tomorrow's semifinals, I expect tomorrow's semifinals to be one of the biggest ever because Pan Jamaica gave the arrangers and steel band a choice, either go back in time or take something present. And that's what the majority of the bands did, went back in time.
What is the complement of your band of Power Stars like in terms
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, there's small, medium, and large band category. The band didn't really want to go in the large band category this year because they had problems with players. But I made the semifinals in the large band category with 62 players. So the band, I tell you, the tune, that has a lot to do with the music. And, God is a good God to me. The band really did come together. And if I could make a semifinal with 62 players, it shows that this song is a wonderful song. Now, for Sunday, we corrected that. So for tomorrow, I should have probably either full complement or close to.
Okay. And what is their age group?
The age group in the band is from
about
guys in their 50s to teenagers.
Okay, and
more or less, more youths than ever. More young people. But guys in the 50s, right down to 12-year-olds, you know.
We've spoken to a couple other arrangers, and what we got from them was that there are a lot of females in the band. Do you find that there are a lot of women in Power Stars this year?
Yes, there are a lot of females playing. A lot of female arrangers are playing the band in Trinidad. Yeah, there are a number of females in the band. In our band, let's say it's about maybe 20% female. 20-30% female, which is, I think, is very good. And it shows that it go in places, especially where the females are concerned, too.
What are your thoughts on the overall panorama season for 2005 in Trinidad and Tobago?
Well, one good thing is that, you know, the choice of going back in time. Now, I don't know, I think Pan Jamaica wants to do this every year. I don't think maybe it might work every year. Maybe because of the season, how this season is short. A lot of Pan songs don't be played on the air in Trinidad. As a matter of fact, Pan music don't be played at all in Trinidad. So, you know, that's a big problem we have in here with the media. But my thing is that, you know, doing the back in time thing this year was a great thing because even the new songs that, let me call bands like Desperados, Phase 2, up to now the people don't know it.
Okay.
So, you know, that's because of lack of airplay. You know, you know how it is.
So, what what is today going to be like for you with semifinals being tomorrow? What are your plans for the day?
Oh, well, I'm relaxing the whole day. I came in around 5 this morning because I had two other kids before I went to the panel. So I will relax myself all day, head to the panel like around 8 o'clock tonight. And I will practice the band from about 8, 9 till about 3, 4 in the morning. And then we head to the Savannah tomorrow evening around 2, 3 o'clock, and that's it. Right through until the band goes on stage, I'll be rehearsing the band. Of course, we're cooking pilau, macaroni pie. There will be refreshments for the guys whole day, whole evening, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a whole big set of fun tomorrow.
Okay, well, hold my plate for me because I might drop into your panyard.
No problem at all. As you reach again, your pilau with coconut.
Panorama is seasonal. After Carnival, things simmer down. But Professor, you're quite active. Tell us a bit about your activities, during a regular year.
Well, I put things in place. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of bookings even for this year. You know, I go to Ohio in April. I have a couple of things to do. St. Lucia Jazz Fest is coming up. I'm on that. There's Stevie Wonder in concert in a jazz fest in Tobago. So there are a number of things. What I do, I prepare myself. It's not like how I'm depending on Pantry Mingle like how a lot of other people do. I don't do that. You see, this is a business. I'm running a business. So I have my band. I do travel tremendously. And it's about eating food, putting that food on the table. I love music tremendously. I want to thank God. I want to thank all my fans for enjoying the songs during the years. I've done so many Panama songs, I can't remember half of them. But it's all about business with me. I am a musician, and pan is still really a very primitive thing to the world. So my goal and dream is to really spread this instrument and let it be respected like the saxophone, the drums. I am a professional musician playing the pan. I see it as that.
You mentioned that you have your band. Tell us a bit about your band.
Oh, yes, I have my band. I have drums, keyboard, bass, and I sing and play also. So we travel a lot, and I play a lot of modern stuff. You see, I'm not the pan player that remains in the old school. I don't want to play old music. I do a lot of Usher stuff. I do a lot of, if I'm talking jazz, I do Bob James music. I try to keep with the times because the world is an ever-changing world, and music has recycled. Long time was Sparrow, now is Marshall Montano. So, you know, and with that, with the pan now, I think that's a problem that a lot of pan men have. We tend to sit too much in the back and play a lot of old stuff. But now it's Usher, Justin Timberlake, and you know what I'm saying, that type of music, that type of vibe. And that's how I keep my stuff going and get a lot of work. I work the most in Trinidad.
Professor, Ken Professor Somo, thank you very much for taking time out for arising this early to speak with Wayne Steeldorf after having left the panyard so early this morning at 5 o'clock.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best in the semifinals coming up tomorrow and Power Stars. And, enjoy the music and play on. Thank you very much for speaking.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank you all for loving the instrument. Thank you so much also.